Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustina, and with us our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, April Fools, Alan.
April Fools. You know, we could do another of those stupid April Fools stories. You listen and you hear them and you say, oh, can, if they can be clever, why do they do them?
NPR once got me, Alan, when they decided to say that the Celtic Association required the Boston Celtics to be called the Boston Celtics from now on.
Not bad.
Wasn't true. All right, from no truth to truth, which is this health website has had some failures yesterday on its deadline.
Well, yeah, and frankly, they saw it coming. They knew it was coming. I love this whole sign-up business. As I've said before, it's 1, 2, 2.5, 2.75. What they're doing is they're obviously doing what's right, which is to say, okay, we want everybody in, but if we say that everybody can come in at your leisure, nobody will come in. So we have to make it so that we're doing you a favor to let you in. The numbers are pretty good, but these websites were not designed to handle the million people who want to come in at the last minute. So what they're saying is, okay, as long as you tried, you can come in after the fact. Because these websites are supposed to handle about 100,000 people, and a million people is way too many. And of course, you get the inevitable crashes and come back later sign.
Nonetheless, big rush for it. But long term, could it be successful?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be successful. I don't have any doubt about it. It won't be nearly as successful as if you had taken Medicare and made it Medicare for all each year. But of course, with the political composition in this country, the whole idea is to do what Goebbels did, you know, back in the day, which was to simply say over and over and over again, Obamacare is bad, Obamacare is bad, Obamacare is bad. And pretty soon, people who have no idea about it are going to begin to believe it. It's a propaganda 101 way of doing things.
April 1st also marks the New York State budget, which is on time, and Governor Cuomo weighing in yesterday on the Moreland Commission.
We talked about it yesterday. It's worth talking about a second day, and that is Governor Cuomo, to his credit, has established something called the Moreland Act Commission, and it gives the governor the power to investigate wrongdoing. And since we know there's a lot of corruption in and around the legislature, it was a good idea. What happened yesterday is he said, well, since they picked up a couple of small, and I mean relatively small, ethical reforms in the budget, he's going to disband the Moreland Act Commission, meaning he was using the Moreland Act as a hammer to hit the legislature over the head with, a bargaining chip. And there are a lot of people, including many of the good government groups, who are furious about this. Because if you really meant business, then you really meant business. And then the Moreland Act commissioners, all of whom had some pretty good ideas and who wanted to subpoena some people and get some information, go home, put the report on the shelf. That's terrible.